prophecy that came through Miriam was when the shakings come, really how you fare with them is really how prepared you were. Can you recover quickly? Personally, I like to bounce back quickly. How about you? Because we were told in this world you're going to have tribulation. I'm not into talking the pre-trib and all that kind of stuff with people. I don't get into that. But I think if we just watch the news enough, that should alert us, but it tends to not alert. And I think if there's anybody in this day that needs to be an example, it's the body of Christ. So we are going to, here locally, hold each other responsible to get this done. I know some of us, like Debbie and Patty and myself, and I'm trying to think, Julene, did you go through CERT?
Yes.
Okay. Did you go through CERT?
No.
Okay. We went through a local training, and most people would never give that kind of time to know even how to go through our home and check it after an earthquake, but to first know if it's even safe for us to go in and check. I mean, all kinds of things. It's just amazing. But we have to stay refreshed naturally, just as we need to spiritually. I want you to turn in your Bibles to Matthew 24. I was praying for someone recently that had gone into the hospital with a possible heart attack. And I just happened into finding this out, which could have affected me a lot because the person does my website. And it just so happened I was contacting them, and I began to converse, and they said, I hope, they were getting ready to have some tests. And this is what they said, and this kind of stirred my spirit to what I wanted to share today. They said, I hope I studied enough for this these tests. He has a great sense of humor, but just when he made that comment, right? Have you ever had a test? You hoped you studied enough for it? Well, guess what? God's been warning us, you better study enough for what's coming. And when you're studied, Debbie, when you study, Does it really disturb you?
No.
I mean, you might have to implement things. It may take some of your energy, but you've studied. And this is the response that I gave to this man. Got him into agreement, and I'll tell you what happened. I said to him, the tests of life are all passable. With faith in the goodness of God. They're all passable. Now, a lot of times we say, with God, all things are possible. But the Lord told me, tell him it's passable. Because there's going to be tests we're going to need to pass this year. There were tests we needed to pass last year. Hopefully we did pass all of them. And ended the end of the year on a good note. But guess what? With every new year, there are some new tests. But what does the trying of our faith bring according to the scriptures? It brings an endurance in you to be able to go on another year. You know, the Bible says that in the last days, many hearts would fail them for what? Fear. Because they weren't ready to handle the test. Matthew 24. It says, and Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Now, was he preparing them for a disaster? He was beginning to tell them the disaster's coming. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world, or the age? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. I was telling Miriam when we got to Tulsa that on my way over, I was looking at the news on my phone, and there was a scientist that came on the news, Fox News, saying, There's a lot of hype going about, a lot of stuff that's coming, and I'm telling you, nothing's going to happen. No planet's going to hit the earth. There's not going to be this big disaster. He was so far the other way. This was a scientist. This wasn't some people that profess to be Christians that maybe profess all these things. But he was so far the other side that I'm sure he just put a bunch of people to sleep. I was like, what? You know, I'm not into scaring people. But I was just telling my niece when she said, oh, I want to take the breathing classes. I said, let me tell you why you want to take the breathing classes. Because when you get to transition and you feel like you've lost control, you'll go into automatic and you'll breathe correctly and it'll be easier on you. And I should have also said, it'll be easier on your baby to come into this world. And I said, and besides, you've got a father of that baby that just may flip out if he sees you doing stuff he's never seen you doing. So it's good for him too. Take the class. You know, if you've never been someplace before in your life, you really don't know why you need this. None of us have really been in some of these things. One reason that I posted my grandmother on Facebook recently was on many reasons. She was 98 when she went home to be with the Lord, and she had been through a lot. World War I, she saw a lot, and I never saw her complain. I never saw her get fearful. She had things in her prepared. And we need to as well. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled. For all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. How could someone say this isn't going to happen when it's very clear it will? And if all you have to do is go on the geological site and you see that we're shaking all the time. But some of the shakings are getting larger. And when they get larger, it creates more problems, like Rich said, being able to not use a road that man made. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. They shall kill you. You shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. One thing that this minister that I've been working with said is part of the conflict that her husband has been dealing with were believers that began to persecute because they were offended by some of the things they had to go through. Persecution. Their meetings were beginning to be stormed by people in their nation, in Lebanon, Saudi Arabia, where she had started churches. She said, one time I was there in Saudi Arabia when they stormed the church, and we hid in a room and they never found us. You know, a lot of us have no idea what people are dealing with. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. I'm going to tell you, I will not let the love of God wax cold in me. I will keep it nice and warm and toasty by listening to him and letting him love me and love through me. But he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. When ye therefore shall see the abomination and of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains. Let him which is on the housetop come not down to take anything out of his house. Now, Rich gave you a bunch of stuff to take out of your house. But if the Holy Spirit says, get out of there, you better get out of there. When I went to India after the tsunami, I thank God he sent me on these assignments. And those family members were telling us when that tsunami hit and two family members were next to each other by the front door and one took one step out of their house and were swept away while the other one didn't because they didn't take that step. It is a time to listen to the Holy Spirit more than you ever have before. Don't second guess him. Don't try to use your reasoning mind to reason it out. If he says do something, we talked at our last prayer meeting. You have a witness from the Holy Spirit on the inside. Let him give you the verdict on what you're to do every single day. And I'll tell you, if you really want to be aware of what to do, you have to be open for when he says, don't go that way. I know you're used to going this way, but don't go this way now. Whether it's about natural things like this or even preaching of the gospel. Call this person now, don't call this person. Say this, don't say this. The reason that the prophecy through Miriam said that those that, you know, are prepared, they're going to fare well, is because they have a history of listening to the Holy Spirit and following him. All of this, he said, all in our life, up to this time in our life, has been to prepare us for this age. Isn't that exciting? Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, and to them that give suck in those days. The Holy Spirit put on my heart, and it's not that I had been reading this passage, but he brought the passage as I've been praying. He told me to begin praying for people that are carrying children, pregnancies. I mean, part of my motivation was just a personal thing that we needed for my daughter-in-law that's pregnant. But then he began to open my eyes of what it's going to be like for pregnant people with children, carrying them, because I know I've been hearing from a certain person, they've been having some earthquakes out in their area, and it's been waking this mommy up in the middle of the night and scaring her. Because what's the mother thinking? How am I going to get all my little people out of here? And am I going to be able to handle it? You know, I'm carrying a baby. And so I realized I need to help equip this family more and help them so that when you are, what happens, Rich, when you're prepared? You go into automatic, right? It's like meditating on the Word of God. It just automatically comes up. You're going, whoa, I didn't realize that. I guess it was worth storing that. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, thou will revive me. You know, he gave me that after watching Quo Vadis and going to Turkey. And I'm so glad he did. I am so glad he did. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Praise God. I'm going to stop there. You can read more later. All things are passable. All things are passable. Possible too, but passable. You know, I've been thinking about some of the things that the Lord has given me experiences with in the spirit. Places where I have been in dreams and been in certain countries in those dreams and knew exactly what was going to happen and was able to help the person, why not be transported? Were there not people in here that were transported? If God needs to get me someplace and a plane can't get me there, is your faith developed to be able to make that passable? make you able to be there? Because if we keep earthbound, it's going to limit our faith. And one thing that God has been doing to keep me balanced is had me, John and I, watch a lot of programs on outer space. A lot of documentaries. Then we went and went stargazing on Friday with the Tuttles. Because if you get too earthbound, you won't remember we serve a God of the universe. And even though we know that universally there are things happening with all planets and all things, a lot of things that are happening, but God is a God of order, and He is able to make everything work the way He needs it to work. Praise be to His name. I just remember how big He is when I look up into the heavens. When we were looking at Jupiter, I was like, wow. Wow. Oh, here, look over here. This is the Orion Nebula. And we're like, wow. Didn't it just take our breath away to watch those with our eyes here in this city? Just going, wow, God of the universe, creator of all of this. Many of us, there's things to grow in. It's so ironic that Kristen would be here today, because I was talking at one of our Wednesday prayer meetings about shoes and how to move into the next level, God always gives you new shoes. And they're always bigger than what you're used to wearing. And I had a dream years ago about my leader having these gold shoes, and she said, you can borrow them. And I thought, first of all, they're not mine, which God delivered me of that misunderstanding. And they're too big. And I just shared it with Kristen, and she said, well, you could grow into them. And I went, huh, new thought, because I was totally thinking natural. How can you grow into somebody else's shoes naturally when you're an adult? Well, that would take a miracle. But I realized it was something spiritual that the Holy Spirit was trying to say. The thing as far as when the Lord said you can borrow them, it's because when you are under the umbrella, so to speak, of these ministries, you are also able to be a recipient of the blessings, the gifts of the Spirit, the high gift of faith that are on these ministries. Why not partake of that? I'll tell you, when I realized, when Miriam said that the highest gift operating on her ministry was a gift of faith, I was like, yes! That man came into the kingdom with a gift of faith. It sure wasn't my faith anymore. I began to see miracles happen through my life, and it sure wasn't my faith. Some of it was just the gift of faith coming upon me, supernatural. I couldn't have tried to believe like that on my own. It was supernatural. Some of you need this for jobs. Some of you need this for family members to come into the kingdom of God. You need the gifts of the Spirit. And the highest one is the gift of faith. And I love the gift of faith when it comes upon me. And talking about protecting ourselves and being ready, do you think some of us will need the gift of faith to be delivered out of situations? Oh, yes. I'm sure every one of us probably have our own little story of visits with angels. God's been speaking to me about angels. Our last prayer meeting, I had two of my grandchildren. They read, Waldo, tell us about angels. My little granddaughter read the whole story to the prayer meeting, because God has given each one of us angels. Some have more than others, but I'll promise you one thing. The Bible says you have at least one that has been assigned to you. And many people keep their angels' arms tied like that, because they're there to minister to you. They're there to minister on your behalf, just like they did to Jesus when he was going through severe persecution. They were there right when he needed it to strengthen him. They're there to bring deliverance when they caught me in Turkey, when I flew up into the air. They may be there to help you as you're driving. I mean, the Holy Spirit's very active, but let me tell you, when an angel is working and you can have the discerning of spirits moving in you, you'll discern, uh-oh, there is something very holy. That's why I began to praise the Lord here, and I saw angels all around. He said, now you're going to go and you're going to know that my angels are going to be in that room. Do you know there's an angel that took her mother? Mm-hmm. So why do you think he had us singing that? We were welcoming those heavenly hosts. Praise be to God. So much. So much. How do we pass these tests? It's not going to be just because you know scripture. It's going to be because you know how to apply what God is saying to you. One thing that God spoke to us at the conference was the wisdom of God. And it's really time for a lot of pieces of puzzles that we've had put in us, knowledge here, knowledge there, knowledge here, to become strung together so that we know exactly the way God wants us to use this knowledge that maybe he's had us packing on the inside of us for years. One last passage I want you to look at is Genesis 32. Verse 9, and Jacob said, O God of my father Abraham, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which saidest unto me, return unto thy country and to thy kinsmen, and I will deal well with thee. I am not worthy of the least of all the mercies and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. When God used staffs, when you think of Moses' staff, they represented authority that had been given to them. And that's how we will pass through. The Bible talks about passing through the waters. Do you know that passage of scripture about passing through the waters? I know I wrote it down. What happened when they passed through the waters? Did the waters overtake them? You know, a lot of movies, the suspense part is that you see the person pass through and then everything's swept away. Just in the nick of time, you've passed through. It will be with authority. And that's why it is so important that we stay in faith, the faith of the Son of God, as we go. Because he will show us, he will lead us, and he will grant us the authority to pass through some situations, whether it's to go bring deliverance to others. You know, we've been told for years through prophetic ministries, God in the last who has raised up the Elijah ministry and the Moses ministry. When we think of those two people, Moses was used to bring deliverance. It even talks about the two of them in the book of Revelation. Elijah was sustained supernaturally, right? Supernaturally. In other words, there's some natural element. He did eat, but it came supernaturally. It came by the hand of God. It's kind of exciting, I think. You know? I think some people are just so earthbound, they don't get excited about some of these supernatural, but may you think in the next few days about some of the deliverances that God has given to you and what was going on in you and what was it in you that was willing to go that way. And really get used to listening to the Spirit of God. Don't be overwhelmed by everything that Rich shared. But let's together as a company, one thing that we were really talking about at a breakfast time in Tulsa was how, I'm going to use this word, sloppy believers have been in staying together. It says as the day approaches that we're to exhort one another, how often?
Daily.
Daily. This should be a refuge to come together and exhort one another and equip one another. And it's amazing what happens when we stay connected, whether it's through Skype, whether it's through bringing forth more prayer meetings, you know, however, calling in, whatever. And I was talking, because Jerry was talking about some of the things and how far they were saying she drives just to come to the prayer meeting. And I said, I believe when I ministered last year on the family of God, it's because a lot of people just don't have those dots connected in what a family really is. And we are supposed to be the best example of a family. I believe Rich is going to move into a place he's never been before in our community, give them the opportunity. You know, if they receive, praise the Lord. We'll pray for them, help them to receive. But if they don't, he'll shake the dust and move on to the next city and the next place. Mm-hmm. But if we have this understanding, it is our responsibility, and we will be held eternally responsible, whether we pass it on to others. Every one of you have a gift or multiple gifts that you can help in this day. Help the body to stay strong and help others. Help their families. Reach out. It's amazing the resources that are here that have not been developed. Right? I remember seeing years ago a relative of mine, and I saw a beach with all this sand and everybody was walking over it. It was the most beautiful ruby I'd ever seen, but they were walking all over it. Do you realize this one relative is now impacted the nation of Uganda with the wisdom of God? Impacted the nation. But for years they were stepped over because nobody really saw how to work with that person. And now, single-handedly, by themselves, flying to Uganda and doing this work is so amazing. They said they wanted to be here, but they had a missionary meeting. So I will pass on this information to them. Praise be to God. Father, we thank you for just your strength that is in your voice, your knowledge that you so readily want to impart to us. Your wisdom, Lord, that will surface and begin to bring together everything that we have known in the past for this year, to bring it together, to begin to move into new arenas, higher levels of understanding, higher abilities with your Holy Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that years ago when you stood in this room, you said that you would raise up leaders, and that they would oil one another, and they would bring supply to one another. And I thank you for those that you have brought today, and those that you will continue to connect us with, those bridges that have been devastated, that you're bringing a connection with in business, in ministry, and in government, that will help your purposes go forth in this hour. We give you all the glory for this, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.